This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was William Vitalis singing Open My Heart to the World, one of the songs that I truly, truly love. Hey, it's December, and we're in the Christmas season, albeit very early. It's December 2nd. We're on the new moon in Sagittarius, and everybody should really be exercising, running around shopping, and feeling real good today. I have a very special guest today. This whole month I'm dedicating to Christmas and the knowledge of the coming 2014. This is going to be a year of comfort. This is going to be a year of recalibration and gaining strength. Tonight I have with me Candy Danzis, who specializes in angel communication and spiritual counseling for private clients worldwide. She uses her gift of intuition, mediumship, and psychic awareness. She also teaches individuals to improve connection with their spiritual support team, your guardian angels, guides, helpers, and sometimes deceased loved ones, through various workshops that Candy conducts across the country called Angel Alignment. And she offers Angel Alignment certification courses. Her clients call on her by way of telephone, in person, as far away as Argentina, Denmark, Peru, and Great Britain. She's known as the mainstream psychic. Candy provides a safe and positive environment for those desiring spirit in the mainstream in a no-fluff, no-mess manner. Professionals don't want to hear about fairy dust and flowing robes, says Danzis. My clients have practical metaphysical needs to balance their busy life and keep them grounded and productive. Candy, it sounds to me like you're like me. You're a little miss practical, spiritual, and that is all good. Good evening.
Good evening. It's so wonderful to be with you. And yes, I think practical is my middle name.
That's good. Mine too, because we have to be practical. Everybody goes around and gives these readings. In fact, I had a reading from a friend of mine's friend who wanted to try out her stuff on me, and she was very vague. Even though she was saying, oh, it's clearing around you, you've been through a bad time, I know that you're going to have a change of events and things are coming, and that's all she said. You could go on and on like that for hours.
Well, you know, I work with the angelic realm, and the angels are so interested in how what they have to say, what they're helping you with, is going to help you with the rest of your life. They want us to apply it right away and practically put it into our world and work with it.
And you know what I mean by practical as well, Candy? Something that's going to help the person in whatever blockage or energy upset they're in. We all go through this. And I know you're an angel communicator and very psychic medium. Why do you call yourself the mainstream psychic?
Well, the title The Mainstream Mystic came from friends, nearly 15 years ago. And I was helping a group of professional women open up to their spirituality and find ways to use it in their work and what they did every day. And one of the women looked at me and said, you know what you are? You're a mainstream mystic. You're helping me realize how I can apply spirituality and change my life and use it every day with my kids and my work and in whatever I'm doing in my human life.
Well, you know, this is very important, and it's what everybody skips on the television shows. And, you know, they want to talk to somebody who's passed away, and they want to do this, and they want to do that, and they want to be forgiven for their sins. But nobody wants to clean it up now. Don't you think so, Candy?
Well, you know, I always say the angels want us to ask, listen for guidance, and then take action. And that's the cleanup part. We have to take action. And my favorite thing to tell people, and this came from the angels many years ago, if you're going to redecorate your house, you need to clean it first. And they mean that in our own lives, too. If you want to change something, you've got to clean up what was there first before you redecorate.
Absolutely. I call that the housekeeping of the soul.
I like it.
So you've been exploring your spiritual connection with your gift, and I'd like you to talk a little bit about how that all came to be.
Well, you know, I often have people ask me, have you always been tuned into the angels? Were you born with this gift? And the answer is yes, but my belief is we're all born with the gift.
Excellent.
And some of us have honed that skill and practiced it for years. And yes, we're good at it because we've been practicing it for so long and using it in our lives. I believe that we're all tuned in to the angels and spirit when we're first born, and that many of us turn off that connection as we get older. We start believing we're human and not spiritual beings in a human
Well,
body.
we're trained that through many, many avenues, parents and peers and the belief systems. We're trained that way, but I will say that we certainly all are brought in by the angels, or none of us would be on the planet. But
You
it's the
got it.
same thing as music, playing the piano, singing, dancing. People are good at it. Some people are good at playing cards. Some people are good at running or playing tennis. And some people are good at singing. And other people are good with what you could call your sixth sense, developing your intuitiveness, developing your various support systems that are invisible, your invisible help team.
Absolutely. And there's those who enjoy honing those skills, and naturally you get better at it as you practice those skills.
Of
And
course.
for many of us, it's our gift to the world. The thing that we have come to this planet to be of assistance to others in this connection to the angelic realm and to our spirit and spiritual support team.
You know, I've met thousands of people around the world, Candy, and I feel very sad when I meet somebody, maybe in the hills of Chile or going across the desert in Egypt, when I talk to them and they've got fabulous, fabulous otherworldly skills and they're afraid to use them, they're ashamed or they don't feel good enough. How can you help people release that feeling and really expand in their gifts, sixth sense and connections?
Well, you know, a big part of it, especially in the two-day workshops that I teach, is time practicing those skills to overcome the fear, to begin to understand that these are natural gifts that were given to us from the moment that we were born. And as we investigate them more and realize that the beings of light, the angels, our support team that is around us wants us to be connected to them, connected to the God source, and they are the messengers of that source, the fear begins to disappear, and we realize that this light has been around us all along, and
That's
that we
right.
are open and connected always if we allow it.
And we can't hold it. That's the whole thing. You just can't hold it. It's like you could run track maybe and break the mile once, but you couldn't do it all the time. It's the same kind of a correlation, and I'm trying to say that so that people understand. If you relate it to sports like the Yankees or Boston winning the World Series and then not doing it for 20 years again, it's the same thing. You have got to perfect your muscles. You've got to connect your chakras to your pineal gland and pituitary gland. And if you connect and you meditate and you work with your spiritual connecting and perfecting it, it will awaken for you. It will give you the presence because the invisible realm is through a veil. It's in a different dimension. And after 2012, which was last Christmas, the new energy came on the planet, which is from the double helix in the center of our galaxy. And that's why Candy mentioned that this is going very fast. We're going faster and faster because we have to speed up our personal spiritual cleansing. Isn't that true, Candy?
Absolutely. At no other time on Earth have we been at this place of light where it is so easy to connect with spirit and the light and the angelic realm. But you must be ready for that connection through meditation and through practicing your skills. And just like any other skill, you have to have your times that you were tuned into it, and then times that you rest and you go back to it. Just like we rest every day from our labor, you rest and go back to it until you can handle more and more and more. Just like lifting weights, you start with 5 pounds, but sooner or later you can lift more and more and more.
And that's true. And some people don't have to lift weights at all. The great yogis that sit up in Tibet and some very gifted people from India, it's just there. It's always there. And they have to work with working this energy that's always there and not getting a rest from that light. That can be difficult on the body as well, because as you know, we're always protected. And this light is so powerful and so upkeeping, so productive this light is, that we have to be careful how much we receive and what we do with it. And what we do with it is what counts. And that's why the word psychic does not have such a good name, because in the 1800s especially, it was absolutely abused.
Absolutely. And you know, the angels always encourage me and my clients to gain new definitions of old words. we tend to hold the energy around something or a meaning to something that sometimes has changed. And so we have to watch our definition of psychic. Ask somebody what they mean when they say they're a psychic or a medium or, you know, a spiritual connector or even an angel reader. What do they really mean by that? Because you can use one word and it can have many, many different meanings.
Absolutely. Not only that, you can use one word to be reading from a book and not know what you're talking about. But the people that are connected, the people that are tuned in, like you and I and many others, have an energetic charge that goes through the body. Can you talk about that? It's very
yes.
beautiful.
Well, and I'll talk about it in my definition of mm-hmm. what you mean by that. And as I open myself up to receive more light information, more of my spiritual self, but also more of the information from source, which is light, I open up to that for myself and then for my client, that I may let that pass through me for their highest good, whatever information is coming through or being channeled through from the pure source for them. And with that energy, first of all, comes a beautiful feeling within my own body, but it literally oozes out of the body, and this is true of anybody in the light work, mm-hmm. and is part of the energy of the room, actually can touch the beings that are in the room and in that space to lift them up, to encourage them, to raise their vibration.
Right.
So we truly
That's important.
Can be beings of light for others.
I know. And you know, I wrote the book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. And in there, it explains all of the different levels of each dimension and how we get there. So it's a soul process. We come in at a certain dimension and we're supposed to raise ourselves up and exit in a higher dimension if we possibly can, even if it's just in a level between dimensions. And I believe that's the purpose of the soul being in the body. And the yogis teach that that's the only reason we are in the body, to perfect our spirit, to heal, to stay connected, and to help others.
That, to me, is absolute truth. As I have asked the angels about that, they have given me answers that are close to what you've just said. But then also, I feel that I am here as an angelic ambassador to remind people that you have a support team to help you with that process. Light beings who are here to assist humanity in raising their consciousness, raising their light, and doing just that work that they came here to Earth to do.
You know, I love that name, Angelic Ambassador. I would love you to use it, because that is what you are, Candy. Angelic Ambassador should be right after your name. Candy, come on, Angelic Ambassador.
I will remember
because,
that.
I want to tell you why. A lot of people have the misconception that a human being can become an angel. Human being can never become an angel. Angels don't come to this lower dimension. That's the reason why. They come out of the seventh dimension, and they are messengers from the God source. So
Absolutely.
None of them have ever been a human being. Now, a human being can become a great teacher, can become a saint, can go to level six, the sixth dimension, and that's as high as any human soul has gone, as far as I know, and that's what I've been told through the lessons and the meditation that I receive. So it's interesting that becoming an ambassador means that you have opened your body up, and this is a gift, because it's the same as being able to dance or sing. You've opened your body up to receive a certain vibration of energy from the beings of light that you can work in your everyday light to show others, A, that there is another side, B, they have nothing to be afraid of, and C, if they can accept just a little bit of light from you, it will change their spirituality, they can receive a healing, and they will tap into their personal spiritual awareness quicker, and it will warm their heart.
Very true. And also in that work as an angelic ambassador, the angels have asked me to remind others that with work and connection, they too may receive this light, that they have helpers and guides to assist them in that if they seek it earnestly. And it reminding all people who may be listening to us tonight that you do indeed have a guardian angel with no other purpose but you, who has every intention of being a helper and guide for you in your quest here in human life and in your connection to the light.
You know, Candy, I absolutely love music, and there's an artist by the name of Amy Grant that wrote a song called Angels Among Us. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there, and I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayer. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hour.
And that's Amy Grant singing Angels Among Us. This is the new song, Candy. I'm recommending people get it for the holidays. I think it's very special.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Let's have your website, and then I want to ask you a couple of other questions.
Well, my website is my name, and it's Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, like a candy bar. And the last name is Danzis, D-A-N-Z as in zebra, I, S as in Sam. So it's CandyDanzis.com, www.CandyDanzis.com.
Now, Candy, I know that you have a very special way of receiving this energy. As you know, people that work with angels receive them differently. I'd like you to talk to us about your angels and who they are, and does everyone have this ability?
Well, we all have the ability of connecting with the angelic realm. There are different frequencies in the angelic realm, and so you always start with your guardian angel, who I promise you that everybody has at least one guardian angel to assist them in this lifetime. And I'm finding at this time of great change upon the earth and the light coming to the earth that most people have more than one guardian angel. This is a being of light and love, has no other purpose but you. And that's the place to start for everyone. And everyone has that ability to connect with the guardian angels. And then we also have the assistance of the archangels. These are beings who can work with groups or work with you individually, and they've each been gifted with a special gift here on earth. And an example of one would be Archangel Michael, the angel of courage, truth, and protection. And Archangel Raphael, the angel of healing. And we may call upon these beings to help and assist us, or ask our guardian angels to call upon them. And I, when I am working with a client one-on-one, I offer my prayers and tune in to the angelic realm. I always tune in to the guardian angel of the being that I'm working with, the person that I'm working with, and allow that angel to guide me in the information that they would most like their person, their human being, to know, to assist them in changing their life and opening up to more light and to ascending into their highest light self. And so every session, I tune in to the guardian angel of the person that I am working with.
Well, that's excellent.
And, you know, that angel knows everything about that soul that I'm working with. So they have the understanding of their before, during, and afterlife experience.
All their past lives. I was going to say they have all of the past lives, all of that history, and all of the knowledge that's in their cellular memory as well as on their timeline. And sometimes when I've been working with the angels, I have found that maybe a great uncle or an aunt or an ancestor will come in and help guide as well. And that can be one of their guides for the moment, or it can be one of their guides that they're born with. We're told that there are two guides that we're born with. We have a male and a female, and they can change, but there's always a male and a female present. There's also something down in the solar plexus called your inner guide, your inner healer. And Candy, I don't know if you're aware of that, but I believe that that is the energy that calls the angels down, because I know angels have to be called before they can come. And it's done energetically. It's done through the body, but they do have to be invited to come.
Absolutely. I always say they must be asked to be of assistance. And whether that asking comes through talking, thinking, feeling, whatever way it comes, they are willing to accept that and be called into action. I do believe we do have an inner guide. And that inner guide, over the years, as humans, we've thrown all kinds of names at that, like gut instinct, gut feeling. But it's truly a spiritual inner guide that we are born with.
Sometimes it needs to really be healed. The inner guide can be the one that tells you to go and push your sister down or something like that as well. So that has to be really worked with. But as you move up in your spiritual awareness, the guide connects more with the higher realms and therefore becomes connected with your guides that you're born with, your invisible helpers.
True. You know, we are constantly, and you've mentioned this earlier as we were talking, in a place of clearing our energy from our human existence so that we may be more purely tuned in to our highest spiritual self and to the spiritual beings. And ways to do that, work on that, so that we may come from our clearest, best self would be things like meditation or cord cutting and clearing your energy. I have a lovely CD on cord cutting and release.
And people don't know what that is. You know, Sandy, I'd like to put your CD up on the website here at BBS Radio so people could access it.
Wonderful. I'd be thrilled to do that. We are much like, here's the analogy I use to help people understand it. We are like coal miners. When you go into the coal mine every day, when you come out, you're going to be covered with soot, and you need to take a shower to clear that energy. And it is the same for us. As we move and work in the human world, we get a layer of energy on us that we need to clean and clear on a daily basis. And again, both of my CDs, the Angel Alignment Meditation CD and Cord Cutting CDs, are helpful in that, in helping you to clear your energy. And I'm pleased to announce that my Angel Alignment Meditation CD is now in reprint. I have sold so many that were in the second printing, and I'm very thrilled
Wonderful.
About that. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, the cord cutting is what I would like to serve and help people understand what that is. It's emotional attachments to other people that have been in your life for good or for ill. If you keep running the tape, and I call it running a tape, Candy, of, oh, my mother was so mean, I'm bad now. My mother was so mean, that's why I'm bad now. My mother was so mean, that's why I'm in this. That's cord. That's a cord. And another cord might be, I love him. He's wonderful. I love him. Oh, I love. That's another cord, but that's a positive cord. And every human being that we meet, I believe we call into our existence for a reason. I believe that we're all working as invisible puppets in a sense with the grid system of energy, and that there's something to learn as well as something to teach from each person that touches our lives.
Absolutely. And whether we've labeled it good or bad, that interaction with the person, there's always something to learn in it. But we also don't need to carry around those quote-unquote bad interactions and hold them to us and let them fester in us.
Yeah, and that's what cording does. When you can release that, you're really doing a great job of teaching yourself how to move forward and let go.
And a good visual for that in this cord cutting, as you're offering and talking with the angels and saying, you know, now's the time. I'm ready to cut this cord and clear this energy. Visualize your energy coming back to you and releasing and allowing the energy of whatever that is or whomever that is to go back to them or back to the source for clearing and transmuting.
Right. I call it sending it to a sphere of light where it can evolve.
Lovely. Lovely. That's perfect.
Tell me about your personal spiritual counseling. And I know that that's different from your angel alignment. So tell me what the difference is.
Okay. Angel alignment is truly the wording that I use to teach others how to connect and align with the angelic realm. That's why I call it angel alignment. And that's done in workshops and a two-day course and certification courses. But personal spiritual counseling is private, a 45-minute to hour session, one-on-one with a client, either in person or by telephone. It is equally the same for me because we're talking energy here, so I can be on the other side of the world from someone and participate in this session with them. And during that 45 minutes, I tune in to their spiritual support team and their angels and help them with the information most needed in their life at that time, some of which they ask me questions about, and we're answering those questions for them. But often the angels will be giving them information that they may not have been aware of yet, that the angels will give them aha moments of, oh, that's why I'm blocked in this area. Now I finally get it. And then there's always homework after the session. Action to take place from the information that the angels have given them.
That's good. You know what I like? The realization that you may have judged somebody or just be mad because of where you are. But the awareness to me, Candy, has always been the realization of the other person and their feelings, why they may have done something that you judged instead of understanding. And when you can lift that, I call it the ego, easing God out. When you can lift that ego that's the block between you and the other, then you can experience forgiveness, you can experience understanding, you can experience patience, and you can experience love.
Absolutely. And you know, the beautiful thing about working with the angels one-on-one with someone is the angels can give them, the person I'm working with, their perspective, raise the person up and say, look at these relationships from our perspective, from a higher perspective where you can see and understand their part in the relationship. And you know, one thing that touched me as you were speaking, we talked about forgiveness for others or releasing ourselves from maybe energy within a relationship and so on. But often the angels will remind me that the person needs to forgive themselves. Let go of that which they may be holding on to that they feel that they've done wrong or that they haven't done enough or they're not good enough. This self-forgiveness is very important as well.
It is. And sometimes self-forgiveness is forgiving yourself for just, you know, being angry at yourself. You know, keep doing it over and over again. I keep saying, how do I get out of this rut?
It becomes a vicious cycle.
It does. What's the difference between an angel communicator and a psychic, or a psychic and a medium?
Well, you know, let's go with the end first. A medium is just what they say, medium, in the middle. It is someone who connects a human being with their deceased loved ones and works as the connector, the communicator, relaying the message. But it is my belief that we can all do that for ourselves if we choose to. So that's what the true definition of medium is. I find that I am what I call a non-traditional medium. A traditional medium just gets a hit to let you know that they are speaking with, say, your mother. Maybe they'll get the name or the information. They don't usually take it a step further, which is, how may we use this information to heal your life? And that's where the angel communication part comes in, and I also use my psychic abilities, and we all have psychic abilities, which is the ability to read in some way the energy of another, either seeing, feeling, knowing, reading their energy and knowing things that are going on with them, and hopefully coming from a place of helping rather than just reading it, not being a nosy neighbor, but reading the energy and helping them with that, whatever they may need.
What I believe is that the person that you're working with gives you permission on the soul level to read them, opens up, and then you pass through their blessed higher self and bring them down the message that either they can't hear, are refusing to hear, or haven't learned how to open up to hear. That's
Absolutely. What
I believe a psychic does.
I always tell my clients or people who may ask me, be cautionary in these things. The definition of a psychic, the definition of a medium, the definition of a reader is one thing. But the quality or the sincerity of where that reader, that psychic reader or medium comes from is vitally important. You don't lay your soul in the hands of someone who is not taking it seriously and coming from the highest, best place for you. And your divine inner guide and intuition will tell you if where that person is coming from. And be vigilant, I always say, to only work with those who are honest and pure in heart.
Okay, that's wonderful. We have some other questions for you when we come back. This is Elizabeth Joyce at BBS Radio. We're going to take a break for our wonderful messages from other areas, and we will be back with Candy Danzas right after this.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free publications, with more than 1,000 distributed bimonthly in three regional areas, New England, New York City and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wisdom is dedicated to opening the people's hearts and minds to the philosophy, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information into the community. Elizabeth writes the astrology column for Wisdom, as well as a weekly astrology update for the Wisdom Magazine website. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. The X-Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone Radio Show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone Radio and TV Show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the Internet. The X-Zone is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X-Zone at www.xzoneradiotv.com. Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com is making 3 books available to us. They will be released in the summer months of 2013. This 3-book series, Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Developing Your Sixth Sense, Book 1, 2, and 3, are the culmination of 30 years of her teaching. Elizabeth has been blessed to open up her inner self of intuition and inner guidance, which has been an invaluable and priceless gift. She had many earthly teachers guiding her along the way, beginning with Grammy Hemphill, Meg Stettner, Indira Ivey, Louise Hay, Dr. Frank Alper, Dr. Deepak Chopra, Mark Tremblay from Quebec, Canada, Dr. Joseph Shore, and most of all, the living saint, Amici, known as the Hugging Saint. Her inner angels and guides have also been lively and active in sharing a part of her incarnation as well. These lessons in the 3 books have been from many years of experience and rewards greater than anyone can put into words. It was Meg Stettner who asked her to begin to teach this work to others. Meg knew the importance of the truth that came from so many people with similar experiences. Elizabeth has continually been fascinated by those who told their truth and stated that their lives were transformed through a catalyst of blending with intelligence beyond this planet Earth. Learning the chakras, how to apply them, how to go into deep meditations, how to protect yourself from negativity, wrap in white light, and learning to understand the essence of energetic healing has been important to Elizabeth and is invaluable to others as well. Elizabeth has had many exciting inner experiences. Some are shared in these three books, but the best is yet to come in her next book, which is her autobiography, Unlimited Realities. Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Book 1, will be available mid-June. Book 2, mid-July. Book 3, by September. Be sure to add these valuable teachings to your library. You can get all of them at Amazon.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's Find Out is looking for guests for our show on bbsradio.com. This is a special opportunity for you. Do you have a life-changing product or service such as coaching, books, holistic products, workshops, animal psychics, or anything at all that you would like to advertise? Here's your opportunity to prominently present yourself before a worldwide loyal audience of Let's Find Out. A fee is required to be included in this exciting promotional lineup, and the proceeds enable you to be advertised all week on Let's Find Out and Facebook, and to receive your show archive for you to put on your website. Let's Find Out is a life-changing show and home to many groups throughout the world with several worldwide affiliates. We discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, keeping healthy naturally, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself and your business. We send out an email to our extensive fan base promoting your appearance on Let's Find Out. BBS will provide an archive within 24 hours after your show airs, free for you to download and share. As a guest, you will be able to advertise your appearance on your website blog, as well as to email and invite all your contacts. Let's Find Out will keep an archive of the pod show along with your website link. Let's Find Out will forward any and all email from their listeners to you after the show regarding your airtime so that you can add this to your email and contact list. Let's Find Out thanked you for taking the time to being a guest on our show. To query us, please send us an email to elizabeth.joyce.radio@gmail.com and we will be happy to contact you. Thank you. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Let's Find Out and our honored guests come to us every other Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you would like to call in and ask a question, please dial 888-627-6008 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety, a podcast will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, and that was Hark the Herald Angels Sing from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And we're here tonight with Candy Danzas, and we're talking about the angels, and we're talking about exploring the connection with angels and how we all do have connections with angels and how many times angels can come unawares and appear to help you through a crisis, and all of a sudden you do see the light and they're there to help you. Sometimes they help you in different ways. Isn't that true, Candy?
Absolutely. Angels are have the ability to assist us in whatever way best connects us to them. So if you see them as their true self, which is a being of light and love, and you can enjoy that, they work that way. In times of great trouble, they can sometimes appear to be very human and show up to assist us.
Those are true.
Those are often the times we talk about the most because they seem the most
miraculous.
Story. You do.
I have two stories. One was I had a flat tire on the Garden State Parkway in New Jersey, and I pulled over to the side, and I was in the middle, and so I had to pull over to that lane on the left. That's a little scary. And this white truck came with no signs on it. And these two men came out in white, and they changed my tire in 3 minutes. And I went back to the car to get them a tip, and I turned around, and they were gone. And I looked all around, and I saw them go over the hill, and I got in the car to follow them, and they disappeared.
And these are the stories that remind us that these miraculous beings are around us all the time, and occasionally we get those 911 experiences that really excite us in our connection to them. But you know what I always say? Don't wait till the 911 experience to be connected to your angels.
Oh, that's true. That's true. And then maybe you can be an angel to somebody else, because if you're open, Candy, and you've been connected with the angels, if somebody else might be hurt and you get a feeling and you go running over to their house and you see that they've fallen or something, then you're an angel. You become that angel energy.
That's what I call an earth angel, because remember, the angels are always working through us as well. So when you ask a question of the angels, your next door neighbor may be the one that delivers the message for them. So be aware of all opportunities to hear the message of the angels.
What I teach is that when you send out prayers and you do a meditation and you work in the new circle of light, which is in my new books, and you come out of it and the phone rings, that could be your angel giving you the answer to what you just asked.
Absolutely.
Usually you get your answer within 24 hours of asking a question.
Absolutely. And if you miss it, ask again.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It can be as simple as a book falling off the shelf at your feet.
That happened to a friend of mine. It was pretty funny. But I have another angel story that was really one of the first times I ever saw an angel. And I had been hit head-on with a drunk driver, and our car had been pushed 280 feet back, and my son and his friend and I were trapped in the car. And I told the boy in the back to get out and go for help, but the door was jammed. And this white angel came down and opened the door wide and helped him out.
What a beautiful experience, and truly miraculous experience that we may all get to experience if we choose.
Right. And sometimes it's just when you pray to have a baby and you wake up and you feel a presence telling you you've just conceived or something beautiful like that. There's all kinds of ways. Tell me about how you're doing your work and your published CDs. And do you still think there's miracles on Earth?
Absolutely. And I think that sometimes now, speaking of the miracles on Earth, we are experiencing miracles at such a radical rate now that I think sometimes, and with such regularity, I think sometimes we don't see the miracles. And I always tell my clients, open your mind to receive and see. The miracles are all around you. Don't wait to just the 911 experience. Ask for a miracle each day and watch it unfold. Source wants us to have miracles in our lives so that we recognize the greatness of Source and that we use that energy to create miraculous change in our life. And so it's not just in the Bible, it's not just in old scripture, it's in our everyday life. And if you ask for a miracle, that miracle will appear, not always in the form that you thought it would.
Sometimes it takes a long time, though, I will say that. But the neatest thing is that all the religions around the world have a female energy counterpart to their belief system. They also have invisible guides. So it's not just the Christian religion that prays for this, the touching of the other side in some way, but other religions do as well.
Absolutely. And of course, my expertise is in the angelic realm. The angelic realm is in it. Every mm-hmm. religion, every belief system, there is some form of angelic being within that teaching.
Well, you
so
know,
they're truly universal.
You also, you do something else with your unique approach. You have a one-minute meditation, and I wanted to show people what that was, using a little Christmas music. So can you give us one sentence, and then we're going to go into Angels We Have Heard on High, just for a minute. Can you give us a sentence and lead us into it?
Absolutely. The one-minute meditation is just literally 1 minute on the clock of you tuning in to Source, and you use a mantra, and you may choose your mantra, but for tonight, let's use "We are one." And allow those three words to go over in your mind as we listen to the music for just a moment.
Thank you.
And that was Angels We Have Heard on High from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Angels We Have Heard on High, sweetly singing o'er the plains. That was one of the first times that the world really knew about the angels. Right, Candy?
Yes, very true, in our most miraculous time that's been documented. But as we took that moment to connect, saying we are one, what we became in that moment is one with the angelic realm, one with that source energy that we may use and glean that information to our highest good. So in that very 1 minute, 1 minute of meditation, we tuned in to our source energy.
Well, what you're able to do is to drop your guard, drop Absolutely. Your protection, your 7-inch thick wall that we've built up around us, and have a little bit of relaxation, taking a deep breath, dropping your guard. And you know, then that light can come in real fast, Candy, and it's like a flowing robe. It really is. It comes in and it can all of a sudden take away all of your anxiety. It's amazing. That's why the yogis teach, take a deep breath.
And, you know, I find, coming back to my mainstream mystic roots, I find that if we wait for the 20 or 30 minutes to meditate, we often can go a whole day and forget to do it, or put it off and not do it. So
That's
I
true.
Tell my clients, try 1 minute. At least get your 1 minute in, and then see what happens. And we're always tempted to do more than a minute.
The way that I do it is I have a cup of coffee in the morning, and I sit and watch my birds outside. And that's my minute. It is longer than a minute, but I love to do that. And you can just have a personal meditation and breathe deeply and feel the sunshine coming in and the day about to begin.
And your ego mind relaxes and allows you to get a little information from source.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
That's really true. So what are you doing this next weekend? You have some workshops planned?
I do. This coming weekend, I will be first at Circle of Miracles in New Britain, Pennsylvania, and I'm doing an event called Walking with the Angels, and it's messages from the angels and live audience readings. And then the following day, Sunday, I will be at Solutions for Daily Living in Newtown, Pennsylvania, a beautiful center and store, lovely shop. And there I'll be doing Holidays with the Angels, which is a similar event, messages of hope, of love, of light, and one-on-one readings within the audience setting.
Oh, that sounds so exciting. And I just want to let people know that if you're going to Google it and use your GPS, we're right outside of Doylestown, which is the county seat of Bucks County. Bucks County is 30 miles outside of Philadelphia. So come on down and listen to Candy. It would be wonderful. And Candy, you have all that on your website, right?
I do. They can go to my events section of my website, and all the details are there.
And let's give the website one more time, please.
It is www.candydanzis.com.
Well, that's excellent. So, Candy, I'd love to have you back as we go into 2014. And can you just answer one more question? Do you feel the way I do that 2014 is going to be our grounding and gratitude year? I feel it's a year of security and stabilization.
Absolutely. And that brings a message of hope for everyone. And the angel of hope is going to be profoundly present in 2014.
Along with the angel of self-creation, because we're going to be able to create and perhaps begin to do some of the things that we haven't been able to manage. We've had all kinds of problems. You know, we've had financial things going on in this country. We've had job changes. But this is the year to experience your miracle.
Absolutely.
2014.
And maybe we can get back together and talk about that.
I'd love to. I'd love to see you around Valentine's Day so we can bring in more love.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you for being with me, and we will talk again soon, Candy.
Thank you, Elizabeth. It's been wonderful.
This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, and next week we're going to have Annabella Wood, who is a musician, and she sings at a place called Circle of Miracles here in New Britain, Pennsylvania, and she's going to be on with some of her original music as well as some new Christmas work that she's done. So I'm excited about Annabella. And we are going to now have our ending meditation that we always have on Let's Find Out. The last few minutes is a meditation, so please get yourself ready. Sit down in a chair, straight back chair, take your shoes off and take a deep breath and close your eyes. We're going to have the meditation for Beyond 2012. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for being with us at bbsradio.com and good night.
Tuning into the world around you and experiencing the vibrations of the new energies is nothing short of magical. We will now begin the Oneness with Nature meditation. Sit still with your feet on the floor and your hands in your lap. Take a nice deep breath in. Let it out. Breathe in. And release it. One more time in. And let it out. Now feel your spirit. Imagine the energy that is the real you as it flows through your physical body. Sense the vibrations as they course through and around you. Expand your energy and sense the lightness of it. Now contract your energy. Bring it in nice and close to your skin. Now that we've experienced these sensations, let's send our spirits out into the world. Let's become one with everything around us. Imagine your energy expanding and flowing from your body in every direction. Allow it to flow into the floor at your feet. Experience the energy patterns in the tile or the carpeting. Become in sync with it. Expand out now to the chair and become one with it. Push yourself out to the walls and become one with the entire structure of the building. Now move out into the grass. The flowers. Really feel the vibrations of the soil. Now move into the trees growing from that soil. Feel the birds in the branches of the trees. And go out into the very air that whispers through the limbs. We are the stones. We are the water. We are the asphalt. We are at one with everything around us. We send out love. And we feel the love return to us. This is true bliss. We now are the purest form of our beings that we can ever be. Now gently, very slowly, bring yourself back into the tree and down into the soil, across the grass and into the building. Now feel your spirit as it comes back into the room, across the floor, back into the chair, and finally back into the proximity of your physical body.